terms of like the caliber of a reliever, are there certain names that come to mind? Is Helsley potentially too rich for Stearns' blood, or are they looking to make more of a splash there than we think?
Well, so Class A suspension now changes things, because that's going to drive up the value on some of these other relievers. I don't think that the Mets were going to be looking for somebody like Class A. The guy that always stood out for me the last few months is David Bednar. You know, he was awful early in the season. He's been fantastic since he came back from AAA. He's like, what is ERA is like 2.15 or something like that.
And he's given up a run in like a month.
Yeah, he has a pretty low walk rate. It's like, I think it's 2.5 or lower, less or fewer. Whatever the grammatically correct term is for walk rate. sports terms are not always grammatically correct. But David Bednar has always stood out to me. And I was like, yesterday I was trying to text people, do some due diligence to see if maybe that was somebody on their radar. And then all of a sudden the Class A thing happens. And it's like, oh, wow, how does this change things? What does this change in terms of the returns on a lot of these guys? Is Helsley now the next, you know, big guy, the big reliever on the market? Or does this drive up the price for Bednar? What does this also mean for the two relievers in Minnesota, Griffin Jacks and Yoan Duran? And also now, something that, like, some speculation that I saw, I think I saw The Athletic, but I'd also kind of heard this in San Francisco this weekend. Could the Giants be enticed to trade Camilo Doval, because the bullpen's been such a strength for them? What could they get back for Camilo Doval? The Mets swept them, didn't do them any favors last night with the Padres. Is Buster Posey going to be inclined to give up his closer? I don't know. But I think that was more just like, that might have just been like some speculative chatter that I had heard. But I did think that was a really interesting storyline, that like, well, they do have a good bullpen. Could they get more of what they need if they do trade Doval? Would they be willing to do that? I don't know. But and now that Class A is out, if the Giants are going to get a really big return for Camilo Doval, is it worth it? I don't know. But, this is sort of like the talk radio talk that we're all going to be having for the next, 48, 50 something hours.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, because these teams, yesterday was sort of like an unofficial deadline for some of the teams to make decisions. Are we going to be buyers? Are we going to be sellers? And then, and then the stuff happens with Class A, and that changes a lot of things. So
a big wrinkle, for sure.
It's kind of fascinating.
It's also just the third wild card has made it so strange, because you sometimes have these teams who you didn't think would sell are selling, and then you have teams like the Royals, who in no universe did I think they'd be buying, and they trade for Randall Grichuk from a team that they were like only two games better than in the Diamondbacks, and then they extend Seth Lugo. You're like, oh, okay, I guess the Royals are not selling.
Almost
like have no idea what some of these teams are going to do. You'll have teams with better records than other teams will sell, and the worst team will be buying, and you're like, I don't really know what to make of this, but okay, we have
these teams
that just evaluate things very differently. And it kind of makes things like almost anything is on the table. That it does seem like there's a surprise buyer and a surprise seller every year. The Guardians, I think, might be that surprise seller, for sure, which makes them interesting. They do have a couple other bullpen options too, outside of Class A, but I'm sure they're going to be looking for significantly more for those guys now that they can't trade Class A, which definitely makes things interesting. In terms of starting pitching, you had brought up they're probably going to be more in search of the depth type guy. Does that, in your opinion, take them out of guys like a Mitch Keller or Edward Cabrera from the Marlins, who they've been linked to in recent days?
I don't know that it necessarily takes them out of that. I think it just depends on how David Stearns and the analytics guys can map out the rest of the season going, if guys stay healthy. And that's a big if, obviously. I would have maybe liked to see, this is like totally just my own, if I was a GM, I would have maybe liked to see them take a chance on Sandy Alcantara. I would like to see what Sandy, I know he's having a bad season, but I'd like to see what like Jeremy Hefner could do with Sandy. I think that would be, I think that'd be a huge boost to the pitching staff. You know, Hefner works magic. So I thought that would be an interesting one. And, you know, it's kind of considered that he's still going to get traded on Thursday. That's sort of the consensus, but it's the Marlins, so you never really know. And he's not having a great season. I don't think it necessarily takes them out of competition for somebody like Edward Cabrera or Mitch Keller. It's just going to come down to what Stearns is comfortable giving up in terms of prospects or, you know, or like a Vientos type. It's going to be what he's comfortable giving up, because they don't necessarily have to get a starting pitcher. They do have Miguel, they have Blackburn. The smart thing would probably be to get pitching. You can never have enough pitching, especially starting pitching. And with the way that the depth was just sort of destroyed overnight twice in spring training and then again in June, I think that another starter would be a good idea. But I don't know that they're going to go for a big ace. I have a feeling they're going to look for more of like the deal that they made last year with Blackburn. Stearns likes guys who have another year on their contract or a year of team control left. So I think it's going to be probably some depth guys. But it's going to come down to what Stearns thinks that they need to get through October and what he's comfortable giving up for that.
Yeah. I assume you you brought up Alcantara on your own, but do we know if they've reached out at all, shown any interest in him, or is that just more speculative?
That I don't know. I'm not sure. I just thought that like I said, I would have liked to see what Jeremy Hefner could do with Alcantara. Mm-hmm. That's my own personal, you know, GM hat. That's me playing fantasy baseball, because I don't play fantasy sports anymore because it feels like work. I'm looking at stats all day. So fantasy sports just feel like work to me, so I don't play them anymore. But, you know, sometimes my job is to be fantasy GM, and that is a fun part of my job. And Sandy Alcantara was just completely, you know, me being my own GM.
Thanks for listening to this free preview of the Just Mets podcast. If you liked what you heard and want access to full weekly episodes and additional bonus content, you can become a supporter of Just Mets on patreon.com/justmets or on justmets.net.